can really work it.
So, let's establish a quorum. We'll start with Bill.
Arlo.
Yeah, Bill Saunders.
Linda Johnston.
Tom Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Ward.
Jeff Fleming.
Russ Smith.
Pledge of Allegiance. Would you like to lead us, Jim?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes.
Huh? It disappeared.
Everyone have a chance to review the minutes? Any corrections? I just have one. Regular meeting time was at 10.
We can fix that.
We have the technology.
I move to accept the minutes.
A second.
With the change.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Do I have a second?
I did.
Jim did.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So Mid-State Lighting Agreement, where do we stand, Rick?
You're going to have the lead debate first. You already done with it?
According to this, it was... I don't see any debate on this.
Five. You should have five.
Oh, I'm looking at last...
That's just what I was going to say.
Last month's agenda.
He's only one behind, right?
You guys can join in.
Tom, you didn't pass the test, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I thought we were just recycling. Okay. So, county weed abatement.
This is Scott.
Yeah, I met a couple weeks ago with Johnny's with Deschutes County, the weed management vegetation manager. He'll tell you his real title. And we went over what we've been doing on our rights of ways and what the county's going to be doing and where we're at with that. And I'd like to ask him to explain it a little bit better than I can.
Yep, here.
Come on up. I'm John Valley. I'm the vegetation maintenance supervisor for the county. I've been with the county for 22 years. A little over 22 years. I've been an applicator for 19 of those 22 years, so enjoy what I do, and I just have to apologize to the city, because when you folks became a city, our old operations manager said, no more spraying, it's all theirs. Come to find out this year, he was wrong. So with that, we will be actively coming back in to control weeds on all the roads in La Pine, including the ones that are owned, because there's so little that the city owns. We're going to take care of it all. Pre-emergent will start probably November, first part of November, last part of October, depending on the weather. What we do is we put down a pre-emergent along our county right-of-ways.
Pre-emergent is for all the people like myself that maybe don't work in weeds.
That don't work weeds. All right. We use a herbicide that is the herbicides we are using. I did bring some labels for you. Perspective, which is a DuPont product, and Oust, which is also a DuPont product. We combine those together at very low rates. What the pre-emergent does is it'll lay there on the top of the soil all winter long. We'll get it locked in with the snow and it'll actually lay there, and then come springtime when the plants start to grow, the seeds will ingest that herbicide and they won't grow. It'll stop the growth. So you'll have a bare ground application. And we try and do that mainly for drainage, to keep the vegetation from undermining the asphalt because it'll start to break away. And then some of the roads that are down here are in pretty poor shape, we know that. And with that, we're also any place where we have major cracks, we're going to spray those out to keep that vegetation from growing back in. And there's some areas out in here that are, you know, pretty big cracks and actually trees come in through them. So we'll get those cleaned up, and then actually we're going to come back in the spring. And I've talked with Tom Schamberger, our operations manager. We're going to do some extensive work down here.
Shouldn't that have been done prior to crack sealing?
Actually, some of those we have done. We did come down here and spray those already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all that out in Crescent Creek, yeah, we sprayed those. We came in okay. And sprayed all that. I personally sprayed them. So, yes.
Two things. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. And so we're talking about all the swales within the city. On a county road, we don't have to worry, or on any of the roads, we don't have to worry about it. In the subdivisions or anything like that.
Correct.
Good guy.
Now, what about those trees that are already growing? Called the baby pines.
Yes,
which are that way well around. Rooted. Is that something?
Scott's already mowed some. We've got a mower, and I was going to touch on that. We brought our boom mower down, and probably starting tomorrow, I'm going to have a crew down here, a couple guys down here, and we're going to be mowing all the roads. We've already mowed some of the business park. We're going to take care of all the roads in here. I know you mowed some out in the back here. We're going to take care of everything that we need to take care of, get that all mowed down before we come in with the pre-emergent. One thing, like in the swales, what we don't want to do, we want to keep those grasses. There's a lot of bunch grasses that have been grown in there, and they've come in naturally. And that's a good thing. You know, that's going to help, you know, with getting rid of the water. It's not going to have that mosquito infestation that you can actually get puddled up in there on a good winter.
So I should not tell tenants that they have to go out there with Roundup and kill all everything in the swales?
No. Leave the swales alone.
Now, what about the sidewalk in front of Bi-Mart that they plant with the wildflowers?
We know about that. I've already talked to the people about it. That's a cool thing. We're going to leave that alone.
You're a good man, John. Thank you.
What about the circles on cul-de-sacs where they got
like
the snow?
Like
Mack Court. I don't think, I saw the guy go through there with a big thing on the back of the truck, but he sprayed the rocks around the cul-de-sac, but nothing in the center where the snow goes and he got those weeds growing out of it.
Oh, we actually have a handgun. He'll pull a hose them down. We'll clean it up. Well, I mean, you know, we want to keep the vegetation in there. We don't want the noxious weeds in there. So that comes spring and summertime, actually in June, late June, we'll come down here with a post-emergent, which is a broadleaf herbicide, 2,4-D. We use Milestone VM, which is very safe on the water. We're not going to be doing what happened in the county south of us here with some of that
yes.
chemicals
yes.
that they used.
And Jack Pine Village, yeah.
Right. That's not going to happen with us. We're using a completely different herbicide on that, and this is actually going to be aquatic labeled. So
they're going to fill the cracks like on Mack Court where there's...
Some of this stuff I know Tom's going to come down. We're actually going to have to rip it up and repave it. There are roads.
That's a mess. So,
yeah. And where's Mack Court? I'm not sure where it's at.
Wheeler Ranch between Finley Butte and William Falls.
It's a county road, by the way. Mack Court,
yeah.
All of the others are city around it, but Mack Court itself is a county road.
Okay.
County.
I'll go out and look at it today when I'm done. But anyway, our pre-emergent program, it's not going to be an immediate one-year fix because we've neglected it for three years.
Do you have a chemical ingredient or those herbicides?
Yes, I do. I got the labels right here.
That's what I wanted to say.
Scott, which road is that in Midsway? Is that purely county?
Yes.
Okay. Because